expanding every single thing I try to do.
I'm Bev from the James Thomas Court. I've been here about 6 years now. I've enjoyed it. Really, I do. If you've got to get old, this is the place to be. The entertainment and the activities we have, it just makes life worthwhile.
Yeah, I like it. I've got two or three nice friends, lovely friends. And we've got the hairdresser that comes once a week, and a beautician comes now and again. We have a lot of entertainment. The staff here are very, very good. They put on the most wonderful things for us to see. We had a Mad Hattie's tea party, and that was good. Yeah, I won that hat. And the other one, I got second in. I can't remember. We had two parties. They've gone out of their way to make sure that we're all happy. And we're doing well. They're really, really wonderful. If you've got to be anywhere, be here.
What are the things that you miss about living on your own?
My dog. Once she got put down, I was sad because I had to leave her with my grandson because I couldn't have her here. And that broke my heart. Really, I couldn't get over that. I think I went on depression tablets then. Then finally she got really bad. She's 18 years and 8 months old. Darling little thing. And she was my life. And that was what I missed most of all, not having Kim. Well, as I said, the reason I came here is because I was falling. But the doctor's very good. He comes and sees me all the time. If I ask him for something, he usually allows me to. One of the nurses said to me, "You got the doctor under your finger." I said, "No." I said, "No." She said, "Anything you ask for, you get." Well, I asked, "Could I have something to help me rest the legs?" "Yes," he said, "that'll be no problem. You know, different things, whatever I want." I've got emphysema. I feel I've got a lot worse in this 12 months. Because I can't breathe now, and I usually have to be taken down in a wheelchair too. Because when I get down there, if I take this, I can't breathe. Anyway, one of the head nurses said, "Never ever come down walking. Get a wheelchair." Because I said, "I'm not going to pick you up off the floor." So they picked me up here on this floor. Like my last fall with the elbow, I fell and my elbow hit the ground first and it knocked everything out of up the top. There's a very big tear in the tendon and it's not going to get any better, only time, but that might improve a little bit. But the only sore thing is surgery, and now I couldn't take surgery. So I thought to myself, well, I have two options now. Either go through life, you know, go through the rest of my days watching what I want and being here, happy, and don't be so grumpy, because I get grumpy when I get sick. Or go and tell the doctors to arrange surgery. I like doing Tai Chi. Well, I can do this arm, but I can't get that arm. And I love Tai Chi. I love to do exercise. I love to play bowls down there with them. Anything. I can't use my right arm. But anyway, I'm doing a bit of exercise. We're doing everything we can to get it right, and the staff's very good. But no, really and truly, the day goes so quick. It really, truly does. And where the year has gone, I don't know. It really and truly. I think it's because the staff here have done a lot of it. You can talk to them. If you want to do something, you can talk to them. And if it's within reason, yeah. What I do, I'm a very lazy person. I don't know what sort of a night I'm going to have, so they leave me until I wake up. And then they come in. "What are you going to do today, babe?" "Well, I want my breakfast first." So I get Brackley in bed, or on the table. Then I have to get help put my shirts on. Then I sit here and get dressed. And I do a little bit of reading or watching telly. Next thing you know, it's morning tea time. Well, you have a cup of tea. And then it's dinner time. You don't know where that time has gone. And here it is the afternoon, it's 3 o'clock. I don't know why they're going so quick. But I'd love to be able to cook. But we've mentioned a few things to the staff members, you know, and I've said about different things, and I'd like to be able to do a little bit of cooking if we could.
Mm-hmm.
And that's manager now has arranged that we've got a little bit of a stove and we can have a cooking session, the three or four of us. And we go down and we make our dinner, not all the time, only now and again, and make our lunch. And it might be roast. And Kate, she's one of the friends, she's a good cook. She cooked in a hotel. So we've got to have her there to organise everything. But I've got the fry pan, everything's set up for. So that makes a difference if we know we're going to have a day of cooking.
Yeah.
And that's been done very good. I'm very proud of the kids. I don't think that means much, but everybody is. But they have done very, very well with just as me as their parent. So they are very happy, and Janie is particularly happy. So she's done well. She really has done well. My son is in Shepherd, and he's a truck driver. He's got his own truck. And the kids, well, and they did really well. I'm very proud of them. They've all done very, very well. No matter what the world.